which I'm going to read this morning comes from John chapter 11, which is a very well-known story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. I'm going to paraphrase some background before getting into the scripture. It's kind of a long chapter. Lazarus was a faithful believer in Jesus, and he was the brother of sisters Martha and Mary. Jesus loved Lazarus, so when he fell ill, his sister sent word to him that he was sick. Now Jesus knew that Lazarus' sickness would not end in death. So he waited 2 days before going back to Bethany. However, an interesting point occurs along his way when he tells his disciples that our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him. The disciples thought Jesus meant natural sleep, so even they didn't understand the miracle that they were about to witness. And now the scripture reading from John chapter 11, verse 17 through 27 and 38 through 44. You can find this in your pew Bible on page 979. Or if you want to mix things up again, look at the children's Bible, page 1531. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." And then moving on to verse 38. Then Jesus, again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go."
Scott's words were just beautiful. Thank you for reading those this morning. I have a real extra appreciation for Bill and Barry whenever I have the opportunity to deliver a message from this pulpit. It's certainly a challenge to write something for 1 week. I can't imagine having to do this for 52 weeks to have something to bring to everybody, but I'm very happy to be here today. I really love the passage that my lovely wife read this morning about the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. There's so much meaning in that story, and it's even better when you read it several times from the beginning to the end. Here is a man, Lazarus, who is beloved by many, including Jesus. And we know this as Lazarus' two sisters sent word directly to Jesus that the man was seriously sick, and that Jesus wept when he arrived. Now one could be comforted by Jesus' response upon hearing of the man's illness. Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death." Notice for God's glory that God's Son will be glorified through it. I read that message several times, and my reaction was probably the same as his disciples and whoever else was around him. Jesus even confirmed it, staying where he was for 2 days after learning of Lazarus' illness. Jesus adds further comfort with the phrase, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up." Now the disciples and all of us at this point believe that Lazarus is going to be all right. Jesus delayed his journey to see Lazarus by 2 days. He made a statement that his sickness will not end in death, and a proclamation that he's asleep, only in need of awakening. Hope, right? And the disciples agreed, saying, "Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better." This is where a lot of us, including myself and perhaps the disciples, miss Jesus' message. Because at this point, Jesus announces that Lazarus is dead. He further proclaims that he was glad that he wasn't there with Lazarus so that his disciples might believe. What? What happened to the hope? They clearly heard Jesus say, "This sickness will not end in death." Jesus did not rush to go see his friend. He even said that Lazarus was asleep and needed to be awakened. But after announcing Lazarus' death, it became easier to see what I and maybe the disciples missed. The phrases of, "It is for God's glory that God's Son will be glorified through it," after the statement that Lazarus' sickness will not end in death, "and I will awaken him after he's asleep," now makes sense in hindsight. I think Jesus was essentially saying Lazarus isn't going to die, but it's going to come through me and for the glory of God. Now on the flip side are Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary, and they knew Jesus' love for Lazarus. One can only imagine the hope they felt by sending the message of Jesus of their brother's illness. Surely Jesus loved Lazarus, and we know he loved his sisters, yet by the time Jesus arrived, Lazarus was dead and buried in a tomb for 4 days. Martha even expressed her disappointment. "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." And then after pronouncing that Martha's brother would rise again, Jesus uttered one of the most well-known and beautiful statements of our faith. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then he proceeded to raise Lazarus from the dead. Now the hope these sisters had indeed come, but not in the way they expected. Their love of Jesus is not in doubt, nor is their faith, but clearly they expected hope to come in a different way than the outcome, and not in the time frame that was expected. But isn't that the way my friend's life turns out? We seek hope, but many times we're disappointed when it doesn't arrive as expected. But it will always come when you have faith. The raising of Lazarus is really it's a favorite story for many Christians because there are so many messages to come out of those great passages. I chose it this morning, my friends, because I'd like to share a personal story that ties into the scripture reading. The opioid epidemic has been a terrible source of sorrow and destruction to this country. Unfortunately, last fall, my family was not immune to this disease, as my 34-year-old cousin succumbed to this epidemic. After struggling many years with addiction and these demons, Dana was my second cousin, and her death was very painful for the family, as she was in recovery and very close to getting her college degree. She was a beautiful woman, inside and out, and it seemed her life was really on a good path, but all it took was one fatal relapse. I tell you this story because something really beautiful happened, as we both mourned her loss and celebrated her life. The service was held at a cemetery with a small group of friends and family. And it was a sun-drenched, crisp fall day in the Cincinnati suburb. We gathered after the service to share food, share stories about Dana, and the opportunity for extended families to get to know one another. Dana's mother and her husband hosted the event at their condo, and the living room was small, so everybody grabbed a seat where they could. Most notably, my sister-in-law and my niece, Megan, sat on a piano bench in front of, naturally, a piano. My niece is extremely musical, and at age 15, she plays piano, and she loves performing in Broadway musicals at her school. After a while, Megan's mom asked the family if she can play a song on the piano, and she proceeds to do so. Now, I was expecting a recital piece that she'd be working on, or maybe just some general, nice, soothing background music. Instead, she plays and sings this powerful, poignant song called Rise Up by Andra Day, and it stunned all of us who listened. I can't replicate the performance, and I was going to have Megan come here and play that song for you today, but unfortunately she's heading up north. But if you can imagine a family gathered, reeling from this young woman's death, and the words of this song fill the room. And I'll rise up, rise like the day, I'll rise up in spite of the ache, and I will rise 1,000 times a day. All we need is hope. All we need for that we have each other. And we will rise. We will rise. Oh, we will rise. Her performance was powerful, emotional, and stunning. At that point, all I could think of was this song about my cousin's ascent to heaven? Finally free of the pain and demons that she struggled with? Or was it about us, her family? I go back to the point where Jesus is telling his disciples Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. They heard this, but it was not as expected. Rise up from the pain. Rise up in spite of the ache. Maybe that song was about us, the family. We as Christians know that my cousin Dana did rise up. But maybe this is about all of us. All of us rising. Rise up from the stresses of life that can knock us down. Rise up from our overconnected, overscheduled world. We're living in an era where technology is ever evolving, transforming our lives, transforming how we relate to one another, transforming how we shop, how we absorb information, how we do business. The pace of our lives has increased, but I'm not always sure that it's for the better. But this place that we're gathered in, gives us a sanctuary from all that pulls on us each week. Let the love of Christ and one another lift each of you to rise up. Rise up in hope. Rise up in faith. And rise up in love. Amen.